by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And it is the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're here throughout the remainder of the weekend, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. We're going to be here doing live programs. So appreciate you guys tuning in, whether it's live or later via podcast.
It's a Festivus miracle.
It is good to be here. I mean, I would like to be at the Festivus party, but as you said, that's going to go on late into the night here in Keene, and then Meatmas happening on Saturday over at Jason Osborne's place in over the Manchester area. Man, there's all kinds of get-togethers.
Yeah, I guess there's a pajama party tomorrow in Manchester.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah.
That's out of my way, though. I probably can't make that. But nonetheless, there's so much to do. It's one of the things we've got here in New Hampshire. There's so much on the social scene within the Liberty Movement. This stuff did not exist where I came from, JJ. I don't know about you, but down in Sarasota, Florida, even though the market size was much larger, there were a lot more people physically in the market. The network did not exist. The socializing did not exist. I stayed home most of the time.
It's a completely different culture, and I think We're sort of missing the point because we're too close to the trees to see the forest. It's that sort of situation. But it's like we're creating something new here. A lot of people back in wherever they came from, they would have stayed with family, and families would have gathered. But here, because we're creating our own families, families of our choosing, we can choose where we want to allocate our time, our most priceless commodity, and then choose to put ourselves into a group or a circle of friends that we get along with the best, we have the best vibe with, and then you have the best relationships.
Absolutely. You gotta be yourself to attract the right kinds of people to you.
Right.
And anyway, we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything at 800-259-9231. But there's news to be reported here today. And it's the very same day that there are more, I guess, opt-outs happening at the airport. WeWon'tFly.com encouraging another opt-out event. I believe, as you mentioned before, it's a little muted compared to the last one. I haven't heard as much buzz surrounding this. I don't
right.
know if that's a bad thing.
No, it's not. But We Won't Fly has had some troll comments. I don't know if you reported on that recently.
No, but I heard off the air that apparently the Department of Homeland Security was busted.
Yes.
Somebody from the Department of Homeland Security busted for commenting on the We Won't Fly blog, I guess in kind of a nasty way. I'm not sure what the context was.
The most recent one was very vitriolic and contained several swear words, whatnot.
Yeah.
But the news of that happening hits a mainstream blog called, not mainstream blog, but a mainstream news, Raw Story, which is fairly large. It's for the internet. But anyway,
well, a lot of internet websites have more traffic than newspapers have.
Well, readers. Reddit also picked it up, and actually, because of Reddit, the We Won't Fly site crashed.
Today, yeah.
Because
that's right.
so many people looking to look at the story and to read the comments themselves. So I think a big kudos goes out to George Donnelly and his work with that organization, because he ran with it right from the start, and I'm really proud of the work he's done for the
You know, speaking of George Donnelly, I agree with you, and yeah, he's done amazing work. Also, Jim Babb is his cohort there.
Sorry to miss that.
At WeWon'tFly.com, which is, again, right now a minimalist website because they ran out of their server power or bandwidth or something.
Yeah, there's a chip into or a donation set up to get their own dedicated server.
That's a good idea. So the other thing I wanted to mention about George Donnelly is he had not quit. I thought he had quit the Free State Project. And he has not, as of a couple weeks ago, last time I talked to him about it, he had not quit. He was upset because there was some drama regarding the Free State Project Facebook page, which he had started.
Right.
And the Free State Project, I love the concept, but sometimes their board can be a little on the bureaucratic side, as most boards tend to be. And they weren't comfortable with what George was doing with the profile. He was promoting things that were happening in New Hampshire as though they would, the Free State Project, I guess, was concerned that they, it sounded too much like the Free State Project was endorsing the activism.
Right.
And they make it very clear that they don't endorse any of the activism in New Hampshire, that the Free State Project only exists to bring liberty activists to New Hampshire, and then what they decide to do at that point is their business. It was a little, it seemed to me to be a little tissy, you know, between the two sides, and George ended up, you know, pulling out and just, you know, deleting the Free State Project Facebook group. It's been recreated,
right.
but it's had to start from scratch at this point, and so I know he was pretty upset at the Free State Project board and was talking about withdrawing his membership. He wasn't talking about not moving to New Hampshire.
Right.
He was just talking about not being a physical member of the Free State Project.
And there are several people that move here and don't
they
have
never
anything
joined.
To do with the Free State Project.
Right.
So it's very possible that if you don't want to be a part of it, you don't agree with whatever they're saying, you could still move here. You could still be a part of this
community. Sure.
And this movement, but you wouldn't be on the rolls as far as they're concerned.
We've got people who are very active within the liberty movement, because I think a lot of people confuse up here in New Hampshire, people that live here, have lived here their whole lives, confuse the Free Staters with liberty activists. And it's an easy confusion to make, because a lot of Free Staters are very visible, and they are, in many ways, the face of the liberty movement in New Hampshire. But on the other hand, there are a lot of New Hampshire natives and people that have lived here from before the Free State Project existed that are some of the most kick-butt activists around.
Yeah, and speaking to that, I just recently saw Dave Ridley's, one of his Ridley Report videos about the Ward Byrd situation, and one comment that he made.
Now, what is that situation?
Ward Byrd was he was imprisoned because he was charged with criminal threatening. This woman came to his house, was asking for directions, and at one point in their conversations, now I'm not full up on all the details, I'm not the person to ask about this, but basically they had a disagreement, and Ward decided he was going to go call the police because she wouldn't leave his property,
mm-hmm.
which he has every right to defend and to maintain. So while he went to call the police, she ended up calling the police first. And
oh, boy.
And he has a gun because he's...
It's his property.
It's his property. He has every right
to
have
a gun. It's New Hampshire.
And this woman is trespassing and won't leave. Right. New Hampshire. And the cops actually arrested him.
Oh, man.
And she called him first with the complaint. And then
after
the crazy prosecution, which many people in the state didn't agree with, that have nothing to do with the liberty movement, just a common sense approach.
This is wrong.
To New Hampshire's gun laws and being able to protect your property, a lot of support happened with people that you wouldn't really expect it to come from, just the community members, people who knew him. Because he was an outstanding member of the community, he was respected by many people, and people knew this gentleman, and they knew that he wasn't a violent person.
But yet the system treated him as though he was.
Exactly.
And he's in prison right now?
That's correct. So he is.
Did he point the gun at the woman?
I believe that the complaint was that he waved it around. And whether
that's outrageous.
Right. Whether that meant to point it directly at her or above her head. Whatever the reason is, he didn't shoot her. He didn't hurt her. You know, where's the victim here? The victim is the person who was trespassed upon, which is Ward Byrd.
Yeah, but yet he's in jail and she's not. And not that I think she should be in jail for trespassing, but the correct response is to rebuff the aggression and to get the person off your property, and then that's that. Peace
right.
has been restored.
The officers who showed up should have just escorted her off the property,
right.
and the case is closed. That's all the money that needs to be allocated to this problem from the taxpayer.
But now right. they're going to allocate however many thousands of $30,000 a year to put this guy in a prison cell. So you had mentioned Dave Ridley. I just want to make sure we knew what Ward Byrd was.
Dave, one of his things he made a comment about was because of all these people who aren't involved with our Free State Project or the liberty movements in the various areas, he said that they had come up with new and different ideas for protesting, for getting across the outreach message that they wanted to have about Free Ward Byrd, doing various things like doing a convoy of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their protests, instead of concentrating in one area, which we have known to do, they would spread it out in various street corners so that they could get a maximum coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been trying different tactics that we didn't think about, sort of the out-of-the-box approach. And
more minds does that, right? The
yes.
more people you get involved in a movement, the more ideas are going to be generated.
Exactly.
The more people can work together and the more effective you're going to be, which is why bringing more activists to New Hampshire is so important, and doing it sooner rather than later. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about it. More coming up. You can take control. We'll tell you about what's going on with the TSA, some crazy stuff, and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Airwaves by dialing in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. And by the way, those features include news, updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for either emailed updates, Twitter, or Facebook. You can get it however you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And, of course, like everything on our site, it is completely free. By the way, if you're on any medications and are getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're probably paying too much. And there is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%. We're talking about big names, Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Lipitor, etc. There's a whole bunch of them there. And big discounts, they'll deliver them right to your door. And all you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Customer service is excellent and will walk you through every step. And you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. Go check it out. All right, we're going to go right to the phones and the fun. Coming up, we'll tell you about what's going on with the TSA. It's not good news, but first, we've got Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ.
Hey, happy Festivus.
Howdy, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for over 5 years now, man.
Wow.
I'm feeling old.
It's amazing. Thanks.
I tried to set up a protest and reluctantly applied for a protest permit. I just didn't want to get hassled by cops. So anyway,
just because you have a permit doesn't mean you won't get hassled by the cops, but go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, the permit office was not getting back to me, so I called them after about 2 weeks, and they said, well, the approval's been held up because of the location you requested.
First up, before you go on, where in Maryland is this permitting process happening, and what location did you request?
The Circuit Court for Baltimore County and the Department of Permits and Business Management, I believe.
So you wanted to protest at the court?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So they said it because I wanted to protest in the courtyard of the court, which is this big open area that is open to the public. You know, you can walk right through it all the time. I figured that's a great place to do the protest. They said it's being held up because of that. So I said, okay, if this isn't going to be approved, where can I legally protest, and can you approve me for that? And they said, well, we'll get back with you. Well, anyway, that lapsed. So good?
No, I was just laughing at the idea that they're going to get back with you. Right. How long did that take?
Oh, it didn't happen.
Yeah, figures.
So I said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to get back to plan A, which was to protest using the Bill of Rights as my permit.
Good for you. That's what you should have done in
there
the first
go.
Place.
Yep, so I did it, and guess what happened?
I don't know. You got harassed by the cops or nothing?
Yep, cops showed up after... I said my piece, basically. The whole reason I was protesting, basically, was I had some trouble with the court. Basically, got screwed over, became a slave to this company who I did services for. Long story short, I wanted to do some research on the judges. There's a lack of information about who these judges are, what they're doing behind the closed doors. So I said, okay, I basically want to get some more transparency with the court system. So I was spreading my information about this bill proposal. Anyway, sheriff showed up. He's like, do you have a permit, sir? I said, yes, I do. Showed him the Bill of Rights. He said, get out of here, pack up your stuff, and get out of here. I gave him a piece of my mind. I'm actually surprised he didn't arrest me, to be honest with you. So I'll give him credit for that.
Well, I mean, you're right. Certainly the cops can always just come up with a reason to arrest you if they don't like you. They can always just charge you with disorderly conduct.
You'll love this part. So as I'm walking away, he said, may I ask for your ID, please? I said, are you asking for my ID or are you demanding? He said, well, if you failure for you to show your ID may result in your arrest for disorderly conduct.
Wow.
I said, fine, here.
I don't have any ID to show you. You know, you can always just not
exactly.
bring your ID.
I left it in the car.
You can always just not have it with you. That's always a possibility, too.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, by the way, one more question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Were you alone?
No, I had a cameraman, and actually I just posted the video when you were bored a few hours ago. So.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah.
So, all right, you posted over on the Free Talk Live BBS?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Well, great.
Festivus Liberty style or something like that.
Fantastic, dude. Thanks, and I'm glad you made it out without a trip to the jail cell. And I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Smart move. Not going alone. Bringing a camera. Yep. Bring more than one if you can. Have your cameraman and then have one for yourself as well. It's always a good idea. Of course, also, there's the possibility of having a concealed camera or an audio recording device in case they take your camera from you and attempt to stop you from recording.
Ideally, that you would have the activist would have the quick video going, which mm-hmm. would go straight to the internet, and then someone else would be recording a better high definition video.
Right, and that is an ideal situation. And announcing that you're broadcasting as well could also help correct the behavior of the police.
Right, or just telling them the idea that, look, this is going straight to the internet. No matter what you do to me or my phone, you're not going to get this video stopping. You're not going to be able to stop this video from getting to the internet, so people are going to see exactly what you're doing.
That's right.
Just be aware of that while you're taking your actions towards me.
Yep. They'll think twice before they speak if you make a statement like that. So I'm glad that he decided to do it anyway, and glad that he was taught a lesson by the permitting process, which is basically a process designed to stop freedom of speech.
That's right. When you reduce it to a permit, when you have to ask permission, they can say no. It's just that simple.
Right. And then you're not exercising a right. You are back to what we talked about in the first hour. You're exercising the option to be granted a privilege. So if you have the right to assemble, which is the constitutional claim, now we all know they don't care about their constitution.
Right.
It's the constitution just exists as cover for the existence of the violent state. It's something that adds legitimacy to a group of men and women that are doing violence against peaceful people.
It's like the fuse to the state is a bomb, and the fuse was like the constitution. It got started. You know, it got lit, and then it ran through its course, and then the state blew up. And now the Constitution, the fuse is useless at this point because the bomb is blowing up. So it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it does have that aura of legitimacy around it, and it doesn't hurt to point to it if you're dealing with the state agents.
Certainly.
And in this case, it seems pretty clear. If you have the right to assemble, which the First Amendment acknowledges, remember, the Constitution doesn't grant people rights. It just simply points them out, and it exists for the purpose of telling the government people, hey, you're not supposed to cross these lines.
That's right.
So there's still nothing wrong with pointing to that. And, good on him for just going through with it, even with a relatively small amount of people. Two people is still a pretty risky situation.
Certainly.
When you're dealing with a courthouse, you've got bureaucrats everywhere, you've got multiple cops, sheriffs, people like that are all over the place. You're going to be outnumbered unless you have a significant amount of folks. And in most places in this country, it's just not possible to get a significant amount of people, except for maybe up here in New Hampshire and maybe a handful of other places. But most court things are during the daytime. Most people are working. So
worse off,
tricky.
You get people that aren't really supportive with what your cause is. You get them just so that they're there, or they're a friend or a cousin or a relative, but they are pretty much going along with whatever the police officer says.
They're
don't want someone sitting there going, you should just do what he says. You should just back down, man.
Yep.
You don't want that in your ear while you're sitting in this stressful situation with this officer. If you're going to do civil disobedience, you have to have the strength of conviction to go through with it. And you can always bail. You can always say, well, this
you
is
can.
Too much.
And that's what he did, and that's
yes.
okay.
And that's a wise move on his part.
You live to come back another time, or better yet, live to come to New Hampshire, where you can actually have people behind you, and then you can stand your ground.
Yes.
More coming up at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features include our listening options. We've got live streams, which allow you to listen via broadband or dial-up flavors, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. We've got a free-to-air satellite channel, which means you don't have to pay a subscription fee. And in addition to that, 85 wonderful radio stations from coast to coast that take the show at various different times. Go get the details. Get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. You know, the dollar has lost 97% of its value since the Federal Reserve created it in 1913. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the constant loss of a value out of the dollar? Well, one way is to do business in silver. You know, to find merchants that are willing to sell you things in silver. And Del Valle Silver can help make that happen for you, especially if you are a merchant. They have a merchant program that can help you introduce silver tokens, as they call them, into your business. And they're very pretty. I've got a number of them myself. And you can go to DelValleySilver.com and learn about their no-cost turnkey setup that gets you paid and you get to promote the use of real money. It's not like so many of the other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. If you've ever wished that you could buy and sell and trade in silver in your community, you need to go and talk to the folks at DellValleySilver.com.
And do it now, because the silver prices, the silver market itself is flooded with requests for buy orders.
I know, so it's just crazy. It's $30 an ounce now. It wasn't long ago that it was 20, and it wasn't long before that it was 10.
Right.
So
people also see it precious metal, and they recognize the intrinsic value that it has. It's something that speaks universally. Even if you don't speak the language, you can show someone around a silver or gold, and they will understand that it has value.
Well, whether the silver price goes up or down, to me, doesn't matter. I want to have silver, and I want to do business with other people that are doing business in silver. Because of what you say, the dollar only has value because the government has decreed it. There's not any real intrinsic value in the U.S. dollar.
No.
It's only there because there's the threat of force behind it from the U.S. federal government. And that silver, that gold, or whatever we're talking about, the precious metals, platinum, all of those things have industrial uses. They have intrinsic value that people actually, regardless of what happens to the dollar, whether it goes to hyperinflation or not, the silver is always going to hold some value.
Right, right. You can make a spoon and eat your food with that silver if you needed to, but your dollar is useless. If you can't buy forks with a dollar, good luck doing anything with it besides burning it.
So if you want to get involved and introduce silver into your local community as something that you can trade with, DellValleySilver.com can help you with that. If you're a business and you want to introduce silver into your business, you can do that too, DellValleySilver.com. We continue here, 800-259-9231, as we go to Max, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Max. Do we have Max here? Oh, wait, I think I muted the phone pod. Let's try again. Max, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry about that.
There you are. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a point about that silver. It's not that the value of silver or gold are going up. The Fed's doubled the money supply, and so it's not that the silver's worth $30 an ounce. It's that a dollar is only worth 1/30th of an ounce of silver, and it's only worth 1/1300th of an ounce of gold.
That's certainly another accurate way to put the situation. Silver and gold basically keep up with inflation over time.
Well,
they hold their value.
They hold the value based on their uses, their industrial use,
right,
because it is used in so many industrial capacities. Like, for example, a Tomahawk cruise missile uses something like, I don't know, some ungodly amount of silver, something like 500 ounces of silver.
Well, in our ideal world, we wouldn't have Tomahawk cruise missiles, right? But still, there would be other things, making PC boards and parts and computer parts and things like that. So what were you called about tonight, Max?
We'd have Tomahawk missiles, but we wouldn't use them on other people.
There you go.
Actually, I just got arrested this weekend, and it's the out here on the seacoast. It's the top news story on Channel 9, so everybody's seeing this story. There was a big party. Well, one of my housemates, who's not a free stater, threw a big party and didn't tell me about it until people were already, on their way out and starting to show up. And a lot of the people he invited I didn't know, and some of them were, they seemed, pretty cool at first, but towards the end of the party there was a big fight.
Oh, man.
And I can't discuss all the details, obviously, but I did get arrested, and they are pressing charges, or the police are filing charges against me.
For what?
What do they call it? Prohibited sales of alcohol, which actually includes everything. It includes providing alcohol. And that's bunk, and the other charges against me are bunk. But basically, the Seabrook Police Department took everyone into custody, and everyone who was a Seabrook resident ended up with charges against them, and all the people from Massachusetts got let go, even people with prior criminal records and whatnot. Even the people involved in the fight, they got let go. But everyone who was from Seabrook, they had charges filed.
Why do you think that is?
Personally, I think that the police chief we've got right now really has something, against Seabrook residents, and he doesn't like Seabrook folks, and they don't like him, and he just kind of I don't want to disparage anyone, but he really comes off sometimes as he's here and he's the police chief, and everybody should stay out of his way. And when somebody tries to solve, you know, constables tried to solve the beach parking problem, and the police chief, you know, stood up and shot that down, and he's not going to let his police department deal with that issue.
So you're saying this is all a bunch of bunk, you weren't selling alcohol, you didn't even know the party was going to happen. What are your plans to handle this?
Well, I've got a court date on February 2nd at the Hampton District Court, so I'm going to fight it. I'm going to get an attorney and fight it. But all of the charges are baloney, and whatever it is that they claim to have as evidence, they're not making it available. And
they'll have to eventually. I mean, if you're going to court, you can file for discovery, and then they have to send you a copy of all of their so-called evidence. That they have. So, Max, I have to say that you are the creator of the Next 1000 Pledge, by the way, and we've talked about the Next 1000 Pledge on the show. It's not too late to get signed up for it. Pledgebank.com/Next1000, if I'm not mistaken. People can, if they are going to be here in New Hampshire by the end of 2011, they should sign that pledge to make it known publicly. How's the pledge going along?
Believe it or not, it's already up to 232 signers.
Okay.
We've only had in the last year or so, we've only had about maybe a half dozen or a dozen, 6 or 10 people really getting active and doing advertising and recruiting and getting the word out about it. But we have made steady progress, and I don't know, we might make, you know, 240 or maybe even 250 by the end of the year. But actually, the nice thing about the Next 1000 is most of the people who signed up have either moved or they're about to move.
So they're going to come anyway. It's not like the people that are signing the Next 1000 are saying, oh, I'm only going to move if 1,000 people sign the pledge. They're going to move regardless.
Right.
They're saying, I am
moving.
They're going
to move anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say probably about 200 of them are going to move either way. The 999 issue isn't even an issue for most of them.
It's good to know.
You go through the list, and most of those folks have already moved anyway.
Max, I'm going to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you dialing in, and good luck. Keep us informed as to what happens out there.
Sounds luck, Max.
Crazy. Max and I have kind of a little history.
You do, actually.
It goes back on the Free State Project forums, where there's a bit of a spat between Keene, which is the far west of New Hampshire, and then the east side of New Hampshire, where he lives, the Seacoast area. And I was glad that you told me during one of the breaks, JJ, that Curtis, who's been on this show before, Sovereign Curtis, had a trial because he was arrested for having a campfire, I guess, out on the beach.
That's right.
He lives in the Keene area, but he was out on the beach on the seacoast with some other activists out there, and they, for whatever reason, targeted Curtis for arrest, even though
he was sitting by the fire when they came upon it.
Right. There's no evidence. They didn't have any evidence that it was his fire or anything like that. They just arrested him. And Curtis went out to trial recently out there, and I guess Max showed up in support, which I think was great, because Max has kind of been a downer towards civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and it was good to hear that he was out there supporting his brother from Keene. So maybe bridges are being built here. I hope so.
I think people could change.
Yeah, more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, world now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you can go. It is, of course, the holiday season. A lot of people are going to be celebrating Christmas here in a couple of days. People are going to be giving checks. They're going to have money. They might want to spend it. Amazon's a good place to do that. They've got dozens of categories with a whole lot of items. Whatever you're looking for, maybe the latest software releases, they've got those. Books, huge selection. That's what they built their business on. But now they've even got groceries at Amazon. So get your shopping done over at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want, and it'll benefit Free Talk Live when you enter through that link. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Why waste time with the parking lots and the crazy after Christmas rush at the department stores? Get it done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we've got, of course, lots to talk about here. If you don't want to take control of the airwaves, finally, I think we're going to get to the TSA news, and it's not good. Coming up, JJ, you're going to tell us about the TSA, I guess, going after a pilot for speaking out. But first, there's news out of KVUE.com. This is, I don't know where, this Austin, Texas, I guess, where early Wednesday morning, a computer glitch shut down a security checkpoint for a couple of hours at Austin Bergstrom International Airport. The line snaked out the door as many travelers waited for more than an hour, and some missed their flights. One of the first people in line after that shutdown never made it through, however. She was arrested and banned from the airport. Why? Well, Claire Hirschkind, age 56, who says she's a rape victim who has a pacemaker-type device implanted in her chest, says her constitutional rights were violated. She says she never broke any laws, but the Transportation Security Administration disagrees. Hirschkind was hoping to spend Christmas with her friends out in California, but she never made it past the security checkpoint. She said, "I can't go through because I have the equivalent of a pacemaker in me." Hirschkind said that because of the device in her body, she was led to a female TSA employee and three police officers from Austin. She said she was told that she was going to be patted down.
Yes.
So, you got two factors here. One, she can't go through the equipment because of a medical issue. Two, she's a rape victim.
Right. She's experienced other people's hands on her without permission, and she knows that the feeling is not a good one.
So she turns to the police officer and one of them and says, "I have given no no due cause to give up my I have been given no due cause." That we don't have to repeat too much of what it is that that we're going to say here.
This is all still going to be on the podcast, though.
Correct. This is all still going to be on the podcast. And the phone lines are open. You can always dial in the alternative number, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And we are back. So hopefully that won't happen again. All right, so we're talking about the TSA. Apologies to our listeners out there for the technical difficulties. The TSA basically stopping a woman who was a rape victim and telling her that she needs to submit to a pat-down. And she tells this to the police officer, look, she's not going to give up her constitutional rights. She said, "You can wand me." And they said, "No, you have to do this." She agreed at that point to being pat down, but with one condition. She said, "I told them, no, I'm not going to have my breast felt." And then she was told, yes, you are.
Yes, that's mandatory.
When Hirschkind refused, she says that the police actually pushed me to the floor and handcuffed me. And I was crying by then. They drug me 25 yards across the floor in front of the whole security area.
Well, that's what they want to do. They want to humiliate you. If you say no, if you do not comply, they're going to humiliate you. They're going to hurt you. They're going to teach you a lesson, Surf.
Sure enough, an ABIA spokesman says it's TSA's policy that anyone activating a security alarm has two options. One is to opt out and not fly, and the other option is to subject themselves to an enhanced pat-down. Well, that's not what we'd heard recently. It wasn't that long ago that we read that according to the TSA, the policy is now that if you enter into their security zone and you are not screened according to their security protocols, you will not be allowed to leave.
Yes, that was the big thing going on with the opt-out protests, and they had threatened to fine people if they did attempt to leave.
$10,000.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So now they're saying something different. Now, to be fair, this is the airport spokesperson that is saying this, not the TSA. And it's frequently the case when one government bureaucrat will tell you one story and another government bureaucrat will tell you another story. And if you are the person who's going to the airport thinking that what this airport spokesman says is true, that you can just opt out and decide to not fly, if the TSA decides that that's not how it works, that actually it works that you have to go through their security procedures whether or not you're going to fly, then that's not going to stop them from fining you. It's not going to stop them from arresting you. So you can't believe a word these people say.
No. It, the idea that they have is once you're in our cattle pen, you are a part of the herd to be led down a particular avenue and to be poked and prodded like any piece of meat would. And you're their property at that point.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're telling you.
They own you.
The other travelers that KVUE talked to said they empathize with Hirschkind, but the law is the law. A fellow serf said this, Gwen Washington, who lives in Killeen, Texas, said, "I understand her side of it and their side as well, but it is for our protection, so I have no problems with it."
Right, and that's the problem. That attitude that she has is the problem with so many Americans today and their drone mentality of, I will just go along to get along and I will comply to whatever ends just so that I don't suffer any inconvenience.
Emily Protein said, "It's unfortunate that that happened and that she didn't get to fly home, but it makes me feel a little safer."
Which is absurd.
Because there's not any safety going on here. It's not.
No,
actually,
it's an illusion.
Yeah.
It's clearly, it's an illusion that they've crafted, and this woman is buying into it.
But it is all about how people feel, right? And she's saying she feels safer. She's not actually safer.
Right.
But she feels safer. So that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, I guess in her world, if that's all she needs.
That's what they've done their jobs, and I guess the fact that they forced this woman to the ground, they pushed her, as she describes it, to the floor, handcuffing her. That's all A-okay with these.
People. Dragging her across the floor in front of everybody, a crying woman who's a rape victim, because that's how you treat people. That's kindness. That's consideration. That's what this giving season is all about: is to hurt people and to put the screws to them and abuse them, because that's just what Jesus would have wanted you to do,
right? The TSA did release a statement Wednesday that said, in part, our officers are trained to treat all passengers with dignity and respect. Security is not optional.
I think the dignity and respect is optional.
Clearly, dignity and respect were not involved in this situation.
No, they're on vacation right now.
So it just felt like
it
that.
It kind of leads in sort of what I have here.
Please.
And I have a story from the Sacramento area from News10.net. An airline pilot is being disciplined by the Transportation Security Administration for posting video on YouTube pointing out what he believes are serious flaws in airport security. The 50-year-old pilot who lives outside Sacramento asks that neither he nor his airline be identified. He has worked for the airline for more than a decade and was deputized by the TSA to carry a gun in the cockpit. Mm. So he's a trusted member of
the... He checks out.
Yeah, the whole TSA airports regime.
Sure.
He's one of the elites. He's got a gun. He's also a helicopter test pilot in the Army Reserve and flew missions for the United Nations in Macedonia. 3 days after he posted a series of 6 video clips recorded with a cell phone camera at San Francisco International Airport, 4 federal air marshals and 2 sheriff's deputies arrived at his house to confiscate his federally issued firearm.
Wow.
A pilot.
So you can't be critical of the regime.
No, of course not.
You can't be one of us and then call us out. We're going to punish you.
Right. The privilege of the right to bear arms is revoked at that point.
Wow.
The pilot recorded that event as well and provided all the video to News 10. At the same time, federal marshals took the pilot's gun. A deputy sheriff asked him to surrender his state-issued permit to carry a concealed weapon. So they're disarming
him. That's crazy.
And they're disarming his ability to carry a gun lawfully.
For speaking out, this man did not commit a criminal act. He did not rob a jewelry store. He didn't hold somebody up at gunpoint. He didn't brandish his gun in public. This guy did nothing except to essentially...
challenge the state.
Right, to challenge the legitimacy of the state. The federal government, and they're cracking down on him,
which is criminal in the eyes of a bureaucrat.
Have you seen any of his videos? I'm curious.
They're here on the thing. I haven't watched the actual videos. I've only read the article.
Which news station was it?
This is Channel 10 News, which I believe is ABC.
Is there a website?
Yeah, it's news10.net.
News10.net
is okay. The site.
So you can go there and hopefully look for the story.
Yeah, they've got the video posted right here on the same page.
If there's more detail, I'd like to get into it here
Certainly. In
a little bit, because that's pretty outrageous. It's just outrageous all over the place here as people are, I guess, participating in another opt-out day across the country. WeWon'tFly.com promoting that. Their site has been so popular today, it's been almost taken offline.
Yeah.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up in moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.